It's time for the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and this week we've got a lot of toys. Actually, quite a few toys have been coming out lately, and that's why we're doing multiple toy episodes every week, just to keep up, to tell you about the new stuff and let you know if it's any good. This week we have new Star Wars vehicles, almost all of which are from the Clone Wars. In the past couple of weeks, the Plo Koon Jedi Starfighter, the Clone Wars AAT, the Hyena Bomber, the Xanadu Blood, the Swamp Speeder, and the AT-AP, a new version, have been all released, as well as a Walmart-exclusive Kit Fisto Jedi Starfighter. Let's start out with the Starfighters. The Kit Fisto and Plo Koon Jedi Starfighters are both repaints of the existing Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi Starfighter, which we reviewed a while ago. It's a great vehicle. It splits into a scout ship for an astromech droid to pilot, or a regular figure, they designed it really well, and a separate vehicle, so you can kind of get the two vehicles in one thing going. The new Clone Wars Kit Fisto does fit very well inside, as does the Plo Koon speeder bike figure and the Plo Koon one, but it's still just another Jedi Starfighter, so if you've got one, you've got a pretty good idea if you need to get these or not. I buy all Jedi Starfighters because I'm nuts. You may not be nuts. If you're not nuts, you don't need all Jedi Starfighters. I should also note that neither of the two Jedi Starfighters have accompanying astromech droids yet. There's no Plo Koon or Kit Fisto robots yet, but there might be someday. Well, at least in the cartoon style. The movie ones exist, but those were Walmart exclusives from 2009, so you're probably not going to find those easily at retail anymore. And by probably, I mean definitely, and at retail, I mean eBay. You know what I mean. Anyway, other new vehicles. What else we got? The new AAT is a brand new paint job of the now 11-year-old Trade Federation armored attack tank. It's a pretty great vehicle. It's got a lot of action features. The new deco looks pretty good, a little bit more cartoony, a little bit more bright. It turned out pretty well. Still has rolling wheels, firing rockets, all that stuff. There is a downside I'll just warn you about, because it's possible someone at Hasbro just hates me, because the one I got had a bent sticker sheet. They took it and they folded it on its side, so the stickers are effectively not very good. You can't put a sticker that's bent outward like that on a vehicle. It just won't work. So I'm currently flattening mine in hopes that it'll actually, you know, flatten out so I can use them. But I won't know for sure until a future show. But the vehicle itself looks really good. It carries a lot of figures. You can stick a driver in the driver's seat. There's an interior gunner area. There's a flipping battle damage door. It's a really solid toy, and I can't say for sure if this is the best version, but it looks good. And there have been at least 7 or more versions of this toy. There was the original 99, a Clone Wars one in 2003, a Saga Collection one in 2006 or early 7, I can't remember for sure. 2 Clone Wars versions in blue and gray in 1998. They're each a little bit different, and now there's this one. So it's a good amount of tanks. The Hyena Bomber is a brand new mold. It does not carry an action figure. I originally was told that it would. It doesn't. It's got a pop-up droid fighter head. It drops bombs. It fires rockets. It carries extra rockets. And it can transform from a flying vehicle to a walking vehicle. Well, that may sound cool. The walking vehicle mode, not so great. Gravity gets the best of it because the wings kind of pop out and extend in places and kind of turn into a walking bird-like entity, and mine, at least, I couldn't get to stand up very well. And in the Hasbro Comic-Con and Celebration displays at the shows this summer, they had them supported by what amounted to a clear table. It could not stand on its own. It doesn't look like it can stand on its own, so fair warning, it probably won't stand on its own. Other than that, it's a nice-looking vehicle. It's all right, but without the figure interaction, it's just kind of hollow. You know, you can drop bombs on things, but I can drop bombs on things. It's just all right. I'm not complaining. I kind of like it. It's good for a display, I think. But as toys go, you can do better. And the next toy on the list, oh, this is one I'm really ticked off at. The Xanadu Blood. It's a repaint of the Magna Guard fighter, which is Cad Bane's personal ship. So in theory, it should be really cool. It's really colorful. It looks nice. But the problem is, they took a figure-designed vehicle. I guess specifically, it was designed for the Magna Guard. It is not designed for Cad Bane. Cad Bane can't fit in it. The regular carded Cad Bane figure cannot sit down inside. Not going to happen, period. The pirate bike one, he's got jointed hips, but he still can't quite fit because his hat's too big and he's kind of bulky in weird places, and it's kind of an awkward fit. If you take his hat off, you can kind of get him in there, but it just ain't right. And the ship itself's got some problems. One of the two rocket launchers, there's two rocket launchers, doesn't really fire. I can get the rocket in there, but it's stuck. I don't know what's wrong with it, if it's missing a spring, if Hasbro just screwed the pooch and made it wrong. The original toy worked a lot better. This one, either I got a bum one, or they just suck. So as a display piece, it looks nice. Put it on your shelf, it's gorgeous. You'll love it. But if you're going to play with it, yeah, if you're getting it for a kid, maybe you should try assembling it first to see how it works for you, because it's staying on the shelf. I'm not playing with this thing. It's just not well done. The figure compatibility is awful. If you have a personal ship for a figure, the figure should fit in the ship. Anyway, what else we got? Swamp Speeder. This one ticked me off too. It sounds terrible because I love the earlier vehicles this year, but this latest batch, not so great. The Swamp Speeder looks cool. No getting around that. The problem is it has no instruction sheet, and the flick rockets are not very good. The Swamp Speeder was based on a vehicle design from Revenge of the Sith, and it has two seats and a bunch of pegs on the vehicle so you can stand your figures. There's two double rocket launchers in the front of the ship with flick rockets. Flick rockets are bad because they tend to fire by themselves over time, so if you're a collector or even a kid and you like to display your thing on a shelf or leave it on a table, there's a good chance that rocket's going to fire by itself and get lost somewhere in the room. And you might not even know it because you're not in the room at the time. It's not going to be obvious that it fired off. Marble shooters or button ones are a little bit better. Just for safety reasons alone, I don't like this thing. I couldn't transport it without one of the rockets automatically firing. The real problem were the seat belts. The seat belts are not really obvious how you're supposed to play with them, because it has shoulder straps and a lap belt. And the lap belt is detachable at the bottom of the exterior side of the chair. So when you first get it and look at it, you can tell how the shoulder straps come off. It's obvious there's clearly a place where the rubber belt slides through and you can get the figure out. But to get the lap thing off, I had to take apart the ship just to make sure that you could take it off, because I wasn't sure if they were trying to get you to slide it through the top or what. It's complicated. It should have had an instruction sheet. Well, it's not really complicated. It's just this kind of rubber can break. And it's not really obvious how you should interact with this thing from the packaging or the instructions or any fictional appearances in comics or movies or what have you. So it's kind of a pain. I got the ARF Trooper sitting inside it, and it looks cool. Once you finally get it in there, it looks all right. And I have to say that overall, it's a very nice-looking vehicle. It's something we all expected we would have gotten for Revenge of the Sith or maybe Saga Collection. And now that we finally have it, the sculpt's really good. It's a little bit smaller than I expected, and I expected more. I just figured that the seat belts would be better, and the rockets wouldn't fire automatically. I'm not a big fan of firing rockets on the whole. They're all right, but when they start firing automatically, and the rockets also look like cannons, they painted the missiles, so they look really good. I want them to stay in there. I want them to stay inside. I want to, you know, have them separate or have them kind of sticking out a little bit and not loaded properly. It's irritating. But I'm a fanboy as well as somebody who works in the industry. So for me, I get annoyed by this. And I've been rambling about it for a couple of minutes. So I should move on to the next toy, which is the new AT-AP, which is a remake of the vehicle that was out around 2008. There were a couple of versions. Target got one. There was a regular retail version. This one has green markings on it, and it has the word Liberty written on the side in Aribesh, which is kind of cool. The vehicle holds together well. There's still seating for three figures. It's got firing rockets, three legs. Looks all right. It doesn't seem to have aged too gracefully. I mean, complain as I did about the Swamp Speeder, it looks better. It's sculpted better. The proportions are better. There aren't any weird hollow parts. It feels like more of a substantial piece of work than the AT-AP does, because it's a little bit more hollow in places, and the canopy hinges are a little loose. Still like the AT-AP, though, as a toy. If I were buying something for a kid, I would get that for him over pretty much anything else this week. If your kid likes Clone Troopers, get the AT-AP. It's great. It also has my initials, which I love, because you know how many things are AP, aside from the Associated Press or Advanced Placement or API. But anyway, it's a good vehicle in a mixed batch. The Jedi Starfighter repaints are great. AAT is always good, except for the sticker sheet. But really, there's so much deco on the AAT that you don't need stickers. You won't even notice if they're not on there. It looks gorgeous. The Hyena Bomber is okay. Could be better. Xanadu Blood, didn't care for it. Swamp Speeder, I went from hatred to acceptance in about 2 hours last week. And the ATAP is perfectly fine. There's nothing I can complain about it. It's good. And that's your vehicle badge. They're all available at entertainmentearth.com except for the Kitfisto Jedi Starfighter, which of course is not. The other vehicles released this year include a new repaint of the fighter tank, which is great. A new cloud car, which is astoundingly good for what it is. I mean, if you had a cloud car as a kid like I did, you didn't expect much from it, but the new Star Wars one's really good. New Snowspeeder's fantastic. Vehicle of the year, probably. A great toy for a low price. AT-AT's pretty good. We are going to get to the AT-AT real soon. I might have to do a bonus episode in the middle of the week just to get to it sooner, because I've got mine in June and I still haven't talked about it yet. But if you haven't bought it yet, you probably should, and I'll go into more details in a future podcast. Remember, all these items are at Entertainment Earth, your Star Wars headquarters, or it's my Star Wars headquarters, but it could be yours if you go there. We are offering all of our Star Wars statues and every other statue this week for buy one, get one half off. Go to our website, check out our selection. We've got hundreds of statues in stock or pre-order. Buy one, get one, half price. It's a great way to finish off your collection, get those last few maquettes you wanted, maybe get a gift for somebody, decorate your home or office. Or if you are planning on a murder, the statues are usually resin, quite heavy. You could bludgeon somebody from the back, and because it's not really obvious what the shapes are, most people won't be expecting, you know, a statue. They'll be expecting a lead pipe or something. So for murders, statues at Entertainment Earth. P.S. Please don't murder anyone. Have a good week, everybody. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.